You're listening to Type Radio.
My name is Barbara Hahn.
My name is Christine Zimmermann
von B&C.
Now we are talking.
Type Radio FM.
Now we're talking.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the 33 Point Conference in Dortmund, Germany. It's April 4th, 2009. And our guests are Barbara Hahn and Christine Zimmermann from B&C. Welcome. Your book, The Graduation Project. How do you get interested in infographic as a designer?
It's a good question. It started during our studies. We met at the Bern University of the Arts, and it was our first project where we worked together, which also deals with new ways of visualizing information. And this was a project about sociometry. I don't know if it's the exact term in English. Deals with dynamics in groups, within groups, between people, and we were interested in visualizing these boundaries or these relationships. And this was our first contact with this.
It was a small sociometric project was a small project, about 3 weeks we worked on it. And there we discovered that there is a big potential which is not used or not. There's a lot to do in the field of visualizing data. And that's why we decided to go on in this topic and make our diploma thesis on this topic. But many people ask us, did you have to do this did you have to do to choose this topic?
The people regard it as boring in a way.
Yeah.
So, but you're both equally interested in how does that work and how can you improve that?
How do you work together then?
You have to see our collaboration visualization. There you can there you can see how we work together, because I think it's a very special kind of collaboration, and we are working very near together and very
close.
Yeah, very close. And so you cannot say it's not that we share the work or something like this, but we
develop everything together in the concept phase of the first part of the work, and then we somebody does this and that, but we come together a lot. So when we visualized our collaboration, we worked with lines, and everybody is like a thin line. Christine is the upper line, I'm the lower line, and there's a thick line for both, for the working together. And we really have a picture with a lot of these thick lines. And when we visualized this, we were also surprised we had a picture of how we are working together.
Yeah.
We experienced it before, but we didn't see it like this, or that it was so close. It was interesting. And this is also our motivation, that the visualization, if you visualize something, a content, you get more information, or you see something which you didn't know before. This is what motivates us in this context.
Are you now so sort of professionally deformed that you, whenever you have to make a decision, you want to put it in you want to design a graphic for it first and visualize it?
I think when we would do that, we would never decide, because it's so it takes so much time to visualize. And I think you have to have a specific topic, and you have to have questions about it, and then you can try to visualize it and gain knowledge through this. But it's a long process, this visualization process. It's not like designing a postcard or something like this. It's really, for one visualization, it takes a long period to develop and to develop these graphical means with which you work. And to also try different graphic means to visualize the same data, to find out which graphic mean is the appropriate to visualize this data.
And do you have somebody to test? I mean, sometimes you can be so much into into the information that standing back can be also very difficult.
Yeah, we have people around us, but I think also that we are two people is very good for this, because sometimes Barbara is working on one topic and then we discuss, and all the time when you are working on something, both of us are very into it, but when the other come
with a fresh eye, I think it's also it makes decisions easier if you're two people,
and you always have to discuss, and so you don't do things just because you are doing this. Like,
and do you have specialist areas? Like, is there something that you prefer to do that you don't, and or things you absolutely hate within the process?
We don't know it yet.
I don't know. You think so? It's not. I think no. It's quite. We are quite working both in every part of the process.
And it's like a ping pong when we are working on one piece. I'm working a bit on it, and then we are discussing. And Barbara is saying, "Oh, I want to go on and try this and this." And yeah, it's quite close work.
What is your preference, the design research and analysis of the data, or the visualization?
For me, visualization is an analysis of the data. It's not only the end piece, the visualization. The visualization process is getting closer with the data, and so I think both parts are important for me.
And we say that both the information part and the aesthetic part, like the form and the content, is both has to be regarded, and this is why we also think it's important to work with somebody who knows the content, the data, and we come from the form part or the aesthetic part, and it's like a collaboration also with people who know the contents.
Do you also work independently of each other? For example, when it comes to visualizing information, would your project look completely different if you're not working together?
I don't think so. I think we work quite similar. That's why we found each other. Or I don't know, but yeah, of course, when I would visualize a content separate from Christine, the visualizations would look different, of course, but I think we have a similar Haltung, similar
attitude
towards graphic design, or towards what we also want to do with our work. This is like that.
And do you think it's not a little surprising that two women are so involved in information design? I'm not saying that it is, but it seems like a more male section of graphic design.
Or in the past, at least.
In the past, at least. Have you thought about that?
No.
Do you know?
No, we are two women, but we just make those things in which we are interested in. Mm-hmm. And I don't like this categorization, and
Yeah, and a few people work with this within this theme, and this is like, it's like the first thing is, oh, you're working with data visualization. Mm-hmm. How boring is that? And then, okay, you're women, but it's, yeah, I also would say it's quite a special thing you can be interested in or not, and yeah, it's not a question of male or female.
There is a similarity with type design, for instance, which is the same. Have very few women. It's changing over the last years. There's more and more women involved in type design, but it's the same thing.
Isn't it in general in graphic design?
Of course. I mean, look at the conference.
Yeah, we are the only one. I think it is in the studios in lower positions. There are a lot of women who are very busy and very. But the higher you come, the less women there are, I think.
But that's in the business world in general.
Yes.
Men are much more ambition-driven, and women have less of that, or at least not all women.
Be careful.
I'm very careful to generalize in a room full of women.
I disagree also.
All right. Well, at least we're talking about it.
No, but, okay, let's go back to the design world. When it comes to type, do you have a typeface that you think is the ideal to use?
In information graphics.
Or that changes from one...
Yeah, it changes. We don't work with only one typeface in every graphic. But we haven't found the ideal visualization typeface yet.
Yeah, I don't think it exists. Yeah, I think it's good to change and to have a look at the typefaces that are developed also by young designers.
And it also depends on the content of the visualization, which type you have to use. Yeah, it's like in graphic design, it's nothing.
Well, I can imagine that you mostly need very economic typefaces to fit in small places and still be readable.
Yeah, but we don't have a lot of text, and we have more graphic elements.
And you also created a typeface, the leadership alphabet. How did you make the choices of leaders?
We did a list, and just thinking about, letter A, what comes us into mind when we think about a person with a letter A. And as Christine said yesterday, we're looking for leaders in different kinds
context.
Of so like leaders in politics or in arts, or to get a leader community that is quite diverse.
So you would think in every few years that would change then?
Yeah, we also take new people in the alphabet when something is going on in the world.
And what is the use of the typeface? What would you use
this
it
was
for?
Only a small project and a project for fun. The use, we all originally made this typeface. It's not, we didn't make this typeface, it's a Helvetica, and we filled in these
pictures.
And we used it for an invitation card for an event with the topic leading in medicine management. And so we didn't want to visualize this topic. We wanted to give an idea of different possibilities of leading, and not only in medicine management, and
to open the context.
Yeah.
And to open a discussion also, and this is what also happened. A lot of people told us, why is this person in there? It's not good.
And we also used the picture of Osama bin Laden, and we thought we will try to put it on the invitation card, because this is also a possibility of leading. It's, obviously. And then we thought maybe they will say you have to take this out, but nobody said anything. And 1 year later, when they when we made the card for the new event, they told us you have to put out Bin Laden, because they were people
protesting
very hard.
And is there a particular information that you really like, you enjoy more than others to visualize? Or you don't mind what the information is?
We do mind it. It should be interesting for us, because you have to get to know very really a lot about the context when you visualize something. And
I think the interesting thing is if we work with visual data also, like to working with objects or photographs or videos. I think the interesting thing is to generate knowledge in a visual analysis from visual material. This is I think this is what interests me.
The method, not mm-hmm. not especially the mm-hmm. context. It can be in different contexts, but right, the method, yeah. the method, and the data. The mm-hmm.
No, but is a particular subject that you really enjoy?
You mean content?
Yeah, in content. Mm-hmm.
No, I cannot say that. I think it's also interesting to work with different content. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we don't know what comes tomorrow or which content will be interesting tomorrow.
And do you have would you have a dream project? Like, I would really love to do that.
Yeah, in design research we can do our. I wouldn't say that it is that they are dream projects, but there we can do really the projects. We can develop the projects by our own and choose in which context we want to visualize, and there are. We are very free in choosing the mm-hmm. projects, but we would like to have also again a known project which we just do for ourselves and also for other people, but in the first step for ourselves, and to follow the questions which we are interested in. But this is not the time yet. We just started our studio 1 year ago, and the first year was a lot to do with building up. And so now we begin to think about new projects.
And do you have heroes in?
Every time the same question.
Okay, then
we have
don't
a lot of
it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we are influenced. We are influenced. Not only by graphic designers, we are influenced by the everyday life, and it can be something very small which is lying on the street, but
No, but in information design, are there particular people that you mm-hmm,
in information design, Edward Tufte is one of the most important people.
I think Otto Neurath is also quite important and also did in
and there is
good work mm-hmm. for initiating this discussion mm-hmm. also on this.
And there is also Jacques Bertin, he is a cartographer from France, and he really did a very important piece of work in the 60s, was this.
Mm. And are there other women also that are specialists in the area?
There's one. I can think of now, so
but I think this topic is getting more popular. You can see it. I think in the just recently published book Data Flow, there are quite mm-hmm. a lot of women.
Mm-hmm. And what would you consider to be the next step? I can imagine the signage systems, designing that would be a next level for you.
I don't know if it would be a next level. I think for me it would be something which is very interesting to do, and it has some similarities with visualization. But it's I would rather say it's a different mm-hmm. topic.
Yeah, and I think we're working on the second step, as you called it, right now, because the work we are talking about before the. Diploma project, the book from BNC was we worked with our quite private data, and this was like we took the private data as an example to show the big potential of visualizing data, and now with our own studio we're trying to show that it works also with
scientific data
or real data, not mm-hmm. only our private.
Did you cheat?
No, actually.
In our diploma thesis?
Yeah, because I can imagine sometimes it's...
No. That's the reason why we the diploma was in two parts. First we had to write a theoretical part, and during this period we collected all data, and then we stopped the data collection, and then we began to visualize. And this was because of this reason. We didn't want to cheat and to make the data... how we wanted it to visualize. We just wanted to have a real cut and then just work with this data which is already there, and not to influence the data. Yeah, we didn't want to influence the data. We just wanted to record it like it is and then to visualize it.
But also on choices in terms of data, you can also say that this would probably make the most beautiful result. Yeah,
I would say there are always many different kinds, many different possibilities of visualizing something. And there are always decisions to make, and these decisions have an influence which visualization you have at the end. But I wouldn't say that is cheating. It's making decisions and following
questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know if cheating
is
the
right
word.
Yeah, but a lot of people ask.
There is a lot of cheating. Mm-hmm. You can cheat with visualizing with visualizations. That is definitely like this. Mm.
What is your personal escapade, Barbara?
I escaped to Switzerland from Germany 6 years ago. It was planned for 6 months, and it's 6 years now. I think this was my biggest, it's like an escape, but also it's like, it was just a decision to live somewhere else, but I'm happy and how it worked out now.
Are you going to go back to Germany, you think?
I don't know. At the moment, I'm not. But I think the good thing is you can go back whenever you want. But yeah, I have like a different place I live now.
And you, Christine, what is your personal escapade?
I think there are always a lot of escapades too within the daily life. I don't have one biggest. For me, traveling is one escapade to also go in other contexts and coming back. And there you see a lot more than you see in your surrounding where you live and work.
Do you think where you come from has an effect to what you are doing? Because a lot of people, they say Switzerland, if I go there, everything is so designed and well thought of, organized.
Yeah, maybe that's why why it fits. We also are very organized. Our work is very strict and organized, maybe. But I don't think so that that's the reason why we are working so organized. But maybe it's just...
Yeah, I think there are well-organized people or contacts in every country. But yeah, I think a lot of people in Germany or Switzerland are quite... well organized.
What does your workspace look like?
It's not so big. But sometimes it's organized and sometimes it's really not. It's really a workplace. We have a lot to... One working method, an important working method of us is to put it on a, I don't know, how do we, when you, on a wall, everything on a wall and discuss it. Because we are two people, we always have to put it on the wall and discuss it, to have a space to discuss these sketches. And that's the reason why something, it's very unorganized and very full. And sometimes it's, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't need a lot, it's just a small room. In a flat with other people working there, two tables, a bookshelf, and a wall,
computers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.